This recording, Georgia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at this super private practice in North Square near the Dock Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. What is liking? Liking. You really liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate the bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her key, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. You say vet, not vet. Vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Say comma comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated other. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I live in Egypt because my mother, Egyptian gypsy, so we used to visit wintertime, my grandparents, when there was life. It was a very interesting lifestyle. Very different. It's like aliens for me. The thoughts, the religion, the food and language and everything is so different. And when I was a teenager, I started traveling, you know, different countries, my own. Went even Russian army. To 6 months I was in the Morse code. Yeah, it was very interesting because I wanted something tough to learn something. I grew up a little bit in the family when everybody à la fourchette de ton sang pendre. And I wanted something so I can, you know, prove myself I can survive. Well, I didn't. 6 months, I got a couple shots. Oh my God, I said no. My father came and rescued me again. It was an unbelievable experience. But it was a good experience. It was 1991. And, you know, USSR was breaking down by pieces, by Republic. How perestroika it was changing. Ronald Reagan and Gorbachev was changing whole entire world. And USSR was breaking down. And that was a good idea because everybody became independent. 75 years, you cannot leave the country. It was horrible for them. Even from educated, really high, you know, quality people who cannot leave the country, you know, artists was dying there. You know, they cannot, you know, act before Moscow doesn't get approved. No spirituality, no passions, no nothing. Everything was red. The mentality was so weird. You know, I grew up in that mentality also. Doctor was earning the same the garbage man, $100 a month. There was no point to be a doctor for money. So if doctor was doctor, he was a good doctor. Because he wasn't doing for money.